From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. What do these four things have in common? A proposed wind farm in the American state of Washington. A gold mine in Idaho. A new casino in Las Vegas. And ski resort expansions in Vermont. They are all investment vehicles for wealthy foreigners seeking green cards to live in the United States. Under American law, foreigners can get such visas if they invest at least $500,000 to create at least 10 jobs in the country. Here is an example of how the program works. A few years ago, Jordan Gagne and his wife needed to move from their home in Canada to a drier climate, like Arizona. At first, the possibility of moving south of the border permanently seemed unlikely.
Being a self-employed wealth manager and a teacher, those are kind of two occupations that are not on the top 10, lists of visas being given to foreigners to come down to the U.S.
But then he heard about the immigrant investor visa. He and several other foreign investors offered $500,000 each to build an assisted living center in Bellingham, Washington. Mr. Gagne was credited with creating lots of jobs during the recession, and his whole family received green cards. Immigration lawyer David Anderson organized the deal.
If you have a solid investment and there may be a benefit which exceeds mere return, such as the ability to move your family to America, then an investor may consider a lower return than, for example, a bank.
Mr. Anderson has led the way in an industry he says is growing quickly. Companies that bring together investors and possible borrowers are officially known as EB-5 regional centers. The name comes from the part of the immigration law that set up the immigrant investor visa. Some Americans have expressed concerns about the program. Landowner Harland Radomski first heard about it when a group of wealthy Koreans were invited to invest in a wind farm on land next to his property. He feared a wind farm would reduce the value of his ranch. And there was more.
We have all of this controversy going over immigration and the borders of Mexico and all of that issues that are before the Congress and the Senate and so on. Mm-hmm. And now we find out, unbeknownst, that if you're a rich foreigner, you can buy your way to citizenship.
The wind project developers refused many requests to tell their side of the story. Yet, even with the disputes over immigration, the foreign investor program has a lot of support in Congress. There is also a move to make the program permanent. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。